This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the necessity features of dining table. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the necessity features of the dining table. And one of the necessary features is to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before starting eating anything. And it is important, obviously, we know that whatever we do, it is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is for the sake of getting the nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is important for us. Therefore, it is said even when you slaughter an animal, whenever you want to start any kind, anything, you must say Bismillah. Otherwise, the things becomes void. The action becomes void. Similarly, the food that we have, when we sit on the dining table, we want to eat something, if we say Bismillah, it has a positive effect. And if we do not say Bismillah, obviously the things will become void and it will not help us and it will become harmful for us. Therefore, if we want the barakah, the blessing in the food, if we want the positive effect out of what we eat, it is necessary to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Why? Because it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created us and we want to spend every single moment of our life in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, it is better to say Bismillah. And if even we forget about Bismillah to say, we need to say it whenever we remember that we forgot to say Bismillah. And there are many other prayers that are recommended, the supplications that are recommended to be read before you start eating. And in the time before, there were people who used to do supplication and pray before eating, even in the other religions. It is something which was applied in the life of the general people, and they used to pray before eating, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of the necessary features of the dining table. We said that it is necessary to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim or Bismillah before you start eating. Now, what happens if someone says that if I forget or if I forgot to say Bismillah, what should I do? What is my duty at that time because I forgot to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now, what we can see in the teachings and in the narrations, it is said that if someone forgets to say Bismillah in the beginning of what he is eating and he remembers it in the middle of that or maybe at the end, it is better to say Bismillahi fi awwalihi wa akhirihi. Now, Bismillahi fi awwalihi وآخره. It means that Bismillah in the beginning of it and at the end of it. So basically, when you say Bismillah in the middle or at the end, it is better to say like Bismillah في أوله وآخره. So it means that I said Bismillah for its beginning at the end. Or in other narrations, the way it is said, it is better to recite Surah Al-Ikhlas or Surah Al-Tawheed. These are the one surah. This is one surah with two different names. And generally people know it with the Qul Huwallahu Ahad. So it is better to recite Surah Qul Huwallahu Ahad, the whole surah, if you remember it in the middle of eating, if you forgot to say Bismillah. So it is from the necessary things when we sit on the dining table to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And you can imagine the importance of saying Bismillah, that in the narrations it is said that even if you forget, in the middle, say Bismillah fi awwalihi wa akhirihi. Or in some narrations, it is said to recite the surah Qul Huwallahu Ahad if you remember, if you forget and you remember in the middle. So it shows us the importance of this. And even the surah Al-Ikhlas or surah Tawheed is all about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that say Allah is one and he has no partner. So it's all about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to remember that this food which is in front of me, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This sustenance is provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore I begin eating this thing with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/call-of-islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.